It is Thursday, January 4th, 2024. I'm Guy Benson. Welcome to the Guy Benson Show, live from New York City through Monday. Glad to have you all here. 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday, and of course around the clock for free on our podcast, available after the show. That also includes Bonus Benson on the weekends. GuyBensonShow.com is our website. One-stop shop there for all of your program needs. Our lineup today is as follows. We've got our first guest starting momentarily. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas joins us later this hour. Martha McCallum will be here in the next hour. Harris Faulkner in studio in our 5 p.m. hour Eastern time, our final hour. Looking forward to all of that. Also, a programming note for all of you. Here in New York tonight, I'll be on Gutfeld, 10 p.m. Eastern time, Fox News Channel. That should be fun. But let's jump right into it with our first guest of the day. He is the governor of the great state of Texas, Republican Greg Abbott, is back on the program. Governor, good to have you. Happy New Year.
Oh, you too. Thank you, Guy.
I'd like to start with this legal battle that you are currently involved in against the Biden administration on multiple fronts involving the border crisis and national security down along the Rio Grande. Let's just start with the lawsuits that they have filed against you. There's this new law that is almost going to be implemented. They are trying to, it's a state level law in your state that they are trying to prevent from being enforced. Then they're also trying to impose upon the Supreme Court to reduce the opportunity to deter illegal immigration through this razor wire that the state of Texas has been putting up along the border. If you would just comment on these lawsuits and how you view them.
Sure, and I need to add another lawsuit. You may remember a couple of months ago, we put these very large orange buoys in the water that were completely effective at preventing people from crossing into the state of Texas.
I do remember.
They were actually actually designed by the Border Patrol, and they were going to be used by the Trump administration, but the Trump administration was replaced by the Biden administration, and Biden chose not to use them. Anyway, we put those buoys in the water, and Joe Biden filed a lawsuit to put a stop to that. That's now in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The other one that you mentioned, one is in the United States Supreme Court as we speak right now, where Joe Biden is begging the United States Supreme Court to allow Border Patrol to slice through or to eliminate the razor wire barriers that have been built by the Texas National Guard. They have erected more than 100 miles of these razor wire barriers that a lot of your listeners will see images of if they're watching news stories at night. They see migrants unable to get into the state of Texas because of the military-grade razor wire that is up. And then the most recent one is the lawsuit filed yesterday by Biden against me as well as against the state of Texas because of a law that I signed that allows every law enforcement officer in the state of Texas to arrest someone who comes from Mexico illegally into the state of Texas. And it's all outrageous because the Biden administration is spending all of their time and effort attacking the state that's trying to stop illegal immigration. If they put that much time into enforcing the current immigration laws in the United States, we would not have the problem that we have today with illegal immigration.
I mean, it is pretty amazing that if I have this right, because you take a step back and you think about this, Governor, you've got Democrats in the administration and in some of these sanctuary cities and states that are making all of these demands. They're telling the state of Texas that you may not deter illegal immigration with the buoys, with the razor wire. You can't do that. Then once the illegal immigrants arrive, you cannot arrest them. You cannot remove them back to another country. You can't do that either. And you also may not send them to their jurisdictions elsewhere in the country because they're full. They're basically saying Texas must accept this massive inflow of illegal immigration. You can't do anything to prevent it, to deter it, to stop it, to reverse it. And you can't send those people to the sanctuary cities that at least ostensibly support the policies that have created this mess. You just have to absorb it and deal with it all on your own down in Texas. That is a completely outrageous position, but that's the position they're trying to force you into, it seems.
Well, for one, obviously, it is hypocrisy on their part where they want to claim that they are sanctuary cities And then when put to the test, they reject it. But God, there's something else that this has now revealed. Democrats have always claimed that they were the party that supports immigrants. But they are showing clearly that they want to have nothing to do with these illegal immigrants who have come across the border. They're for illegal immigrants as long as they stay in Texas. But by God, if they show up in New York or Chicago or some other place like that, the Democrats themselves are saying, no, we do not want illegal immigrants here. And so they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, and they've been exposed for the frauds they are.
So the pushback that you'll get on the buoys, on the razor wire, is the administration and their defenders and a lot of the journalists, they'll say, well, those things don't really work. They don't actually stop people from entering the country illegally. And ultimately, they're dangerous because it makes it harder for the Border Patrol to go and save people, for example, if they're drowning in the river. How much stock do you put in those critiques?
Well, if you look at what you saw when the Speaker of the House and the Republicans were down there on the border, while the members of Congress were on the U.S. side, there were people trying to enter from Mexico, and they were shouting out, "Ayuda, ayuda," and that is Spanish for help, because they could not get into the United States. They could not get into Texas because of the razor wire. I post on social media frequently the many occasions when we see the attempt to enter Texas illegally only for the migrants to run into the razor wire and then have to return back to Mexico. The point is that the razor wire barriers that we built, in addition to the border wall that Texas is building, which is the exact same border wall that President Trump erected, they are denying illegal entry into the state of Texas, and the Texas National Guard has recorded tens of thousands of turnbacks of people who try to get into Texas but were not allowed to do so.
Or at least it'll funnel them, right? It'll funnel them elsewhere where it's more manageable and you can actually handle it better. That's part of, I would imagine, the strategy here. But the administration is saying, no, you can't do that. You can't do the buoys. You can't do the razor wire. They are actually in court suing Texas to make it easier to immigrate illegally to the United States and to make it harder or impossible for Texas to enforce the law. It's just amazing. Now, on this new piece of it that was just filed about the Texas law that is pending, that you guys passed and you signed, the argument would be, constitutionally, it is the province of the federal government to deal with immigration. The state can't go off on its own and sort of operate as a sovereign entity. And we saw a battle like this in Arizona a number of years ago, if I recall correctly. I think constitutionally they might have a point here. I also think it's crazy in terms of the function of it. Functionally, they are saying Texas can't enforce immigration laws. That's our job, and we're not going to do it. It's our job to ignore the law of the land, and Texas can't be allowed to do our job that we won't do for us. It seems in terms of policy like it's indefensible. But from a legal constitutional standpoint, how confident are you that this law will stand up under scrutiny?
I am confident because we analyzed the Arizona decision that came out of Arizona and went to the United States Supreme Court, and we crafted the Texas law to be both consistent with current federal law as well as consistent with the Arizona decision. Let me give you a couple of examples.
Please.
There is a defense to the ability to arrest an illegal immigrant in the state of Texas if the immigrant enters the United States in a way described by the federal government as lawful. To be clear, it is unlawful, illegal to cross between a port of entry. If they try to cross between the port of entry, that's up to the federal government. It's also a defense to a migrant in this case. If they have been granted authority by the federal government to remain in the United States, meaning they've been given a paper, a notice to appear, or if they have been granted asylum or anything like that. Here's my point, and that is we're not interfering with the Biden administration or the federal government's ability to enforce the laws. The only people we're going after are the ones that the federal government is not going after. But that misses the larger constitutional point. The larger constitutional point is that it's not the Biden administration or the executive branch that has the constitutional authority. It is Congress in Article 1, Section 8, with the authority to create the immigration laws of the United States. And what Joe Biden is doing is he's not enforcing those laws. He's doing the opposite of enforcing those laws. And that creates an opening for the state of Texas under Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, when the federal government is not doing their job to enforce the immigration laws of the United States in a way that leads to what is easily categorized as an invasion, then Texas has every legal right and authority to do exactly what we're doing. And the person who said that is the current Speaker of the House of Representatives. He said it yesterday when he was in Eagle Pass, that I, as governor and the state of Texas, we have the constitutional right to do what we're doing, and it's Congress, not the president, that has the authority to make that decision.
Governor, I want to ask you a couple quick things for reactions from you before we let you go. Number one, Eric Adams, the mayor here in New York City, has said, we're crying uncle, we have no room, our sanctuary city is too full, we're not going to allow buses from Texas in here anymore. I know that you guys are finding ways around that. I think it is a wildly hypocritical thing for him to try to do, but that's his decree in New York City, no more buses from Texas. Your reaction to that quickly.
Completely unconstitutional and illegal. The only people that are being sent to New York are people that the federal government has already allowed to remain in the United States of America. Everyone allowed to remain in the United States of America has the constitutional right to travel. So Mayor Adams is violating their constitutional rights. He's also violating federal law where he is making a discrimination on the basis of alienage. He's not stopping buses of non-migrants to New York. He's stopping only buses of migrants to New York. That directly violates a federal law.
In Chicago, the mayor there, Brandon Johnson, he was bellyaching the other day because Texas flew a large plane full of migrants up to Chicago. And among his beefs that he stated, among his complaints about Texas, he said that you're sowing chaos and that Illinois and Chicago were not given sufficient advance notice that this plane was landing. I just wonder, do you guys get a lot of notice from the drug cartels when 10,000 people cross the border every day?
So we get exactly zero notice from either the drug cartels or the Biden administration about who's coming across, when they're coming across, where they're coming across, what's going to happen to them once they get here. Now, we have far less notice in Texas about migrants coming into our state than does the mayor of Chicago.
Last but not least, the DHS secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, he's been attacking you by name recently. He was asked about some of the causes of this border crisis, December being the worst month yet, more than 300,000 encounters, not counting the gotaways. And one of the main factors that he cited was climate change. Then he was asked about you, and he said, what's happening with the buses and the flights out of Texas to other jurisdictions represents, quote, a remarkable failure of governance. Amazingly, he's talking about Texas, not the Biden administration. He's talking about you when he's discussing the failure of governance here. I'd imagine that you probably have something to say about that.
More than two-thirds of Americans agree that there has been a failure of governance by Joe Biden and his administration for failing to secure the border, knowing full well that just 4 years ago under President Trump, we had the lowest illegal border crossings in 40 years. This is something that can be done by the President of the United States. Texas is having to do what we are doing solely because of the failure of governance by the Biden administration.
Greg Abbott is the governor of the great state of Texas. They're doing everything they can down there, and they're being fought tooth and nail by the Biden administration. It is really a sight to behold, and we're covering it, of course, very closely on this program. And, Governor, we are very grateful to you and your time today to discuss these matters. We look forward to having you back. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Thank you, Guy.
That's Greg Abbott. On the Guy Benson Show, we are off to the races on this Thursday edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A fresh perspective on the topics of the day. It's Guy Benson.